Hello, this is Pastor Marvin McKenzie. Jesus rose. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 1 says, "In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher." In order that scripture be fulfilled, Jesus must be in the grave 3 days and three nights. That's an impossibility unless he was crucified, as I believe he was, on Wednesday. For 3 days and three nights, his disciples lived in depression, loss, and confusion. For 3 days and three nights, the Sanhedrin held their breath. Had they successfully eliminated their threat? For 3 days and three nights, the Roman soldiers watched in confidence. They had killed this troublemaker. For 3 days and three nights, Satan rejoiced in his evident victory. The prophecy, in order to be fulfilled, requires 3 days and three nights. The message Jesus had promised them was 3 days and three nights, but not a moment longer. The fate of eternal souls rested on what happened next. The jeers of the mockers, the sneers of the devil, and the fears of the disciples would be settled the first minute the prophecy was fulfilled. The Bible says, as it began to dawn toward the first day, the second the promise was fulfilled, the moment he had finished the business of the grave, the earth quaked, the stone rolled away, and Jesus rose. The confidence of the Roman soldiers melted. The devil was sent scrambling to come up with a new lie. The women were comforted. The apostles were sent for, and the world was turned upside down. No more would the blood of bulls and goats sweep sin under the carpet for a year or so. No more would burdened souls fear what lies beyond the grave. No more would Satan have victory over sin and death. Jesus rose, triumphant, victorious, glorified, and alive forevermore.